I feel like saying Simon Bar Sinister says laugh. I don't know why, but I just said I did.
Feel free to say that. Before I give you a really nice introduction, Pat, I want to make sure you're here. Are you here?
Yeah, man, I'm
Pat's here.
Laugh. Yeah.
Here's the most talented guy.
Now that I'm listening, make sure
now
you
I'll play it up.
Play it on nice and thick.
Here's the most talented guy in the history of television, Pat Tomasulo.
Stop.
How are you, Pat?
I am so good. How are you guys? It's been a while.
It has been way too long, although I feel like I see you every week because I do, because 3 out of 4 of us love your show at home, Man of the People.
Well, who the hell's the fourth?
My youngest son doesn't watch it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant 3 out of 4 in the studio.
No,
right
we
now.
Watch it every weekend. Well, 3 out of 4 of us
I had
do.
To come down there and kick.
No, don't please.
How old's your other son?
16. He just hasn't watched it yet. Once he watches it, I'm sure he'll be into it as much as we are.
And the other one's how old?
19.
Oh, all right, 16. Well, they're busy watching all that crap on YouTube,
right?
I went down that rabbit hole the other day because somebody was trying to tell me about these YouTube influencers, you know, and how you gotta. Man, I tried to watch some of that, and I don't want to sound like the old cranky guy, but it's got awful. I mean, it's just like here I am going to McDonald's, and here I am in Target. It's like, don't you have any? None of these people have any talent. Okay, I'm going down a tangent now.
This you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but how many views do they get? That's what blows my mind.
Lots. Yeah, no, they're worth quite a lot more than I am right now.
But
so.
That's
you'll get there.
That's Lori Loughlin or Loughlin's daughter was making over $1 million a year doing exactly what you just described, and you say, how is that possible?
Well, because the people watching are 13 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, man, they screwed her life up, huh? That kid didn't even need college. What were they making her go to college for?
For the parties.
She's probably banking more than Aunt Becky was for half of her time on Full House.
Probably.
Now she's got nothing.
Right.
Dummies.
I know. That's what they are, Pat. I couldn't think of the word, but they are. Say it again. How do you pronounce it?
Don't want to go to college.
Dummies.
She's on boats in Thailand. Let her do that. She's doing fine.
But anyway. But you have to realize the shelf life on that can't be long, right?
Listen, you give me a shelf life of 5 years making that money. I don't need
you don't care anymore.
That's
yeah,
true.
You know what I mean, then you're doing whatever you want. Don't you wonder, like, some of these people who've been on TV for like 40 years and they're worth like 50? Like, why? Why do you still want to be on TV?
Right.
They like the attention. Why do you want to be on TV?
Know.
You like the attention.
Yeah, but I like it to a point. You know,
right.
Everybody has their price.
Right. Can I ask you an inside question? And you know, if this makes you uncomfortable, Pat,
how
you don't have to answer this. No, I would never ask you that on the air.
Yeah.
All right. So you have your own show, obviously, Man of the People, and Larry has a show, this Backstory show.
Sure.
What about Paul? What about Robin? What about Mike Toomey? What are they saying? When are they going to get their own blocks?
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Robin and Paul are clamoring for the extra hours it takes to produce a television show right now.
Something to be said for that.
Yeah, I think they are quite content doing exactly what they are, and God love them. They're the only smart ones on this news team who are fine doing what they're doing, and, you know, Potash and I are the dummies.
But what if Paul, like, what if you team Paul up with a dog or a monkey and they get a little car and they solve crimes? Wouldn't that be a great show?
My pitch for Paul would be rebooting Bozo as an edgy late night show.
Oh, that's good.
Paul as the Bozo character.
That's excellent.
That has been my pitch for Paul for many years. But Paul, unlike me, has a life outside of this building that he likes having. So,
although I was telling Bill the other morning, Paul called Roseanne Taez at a competing radio or television station.
Sure,
what day was it? Like Make Amends Day or something like that? Something along those lines. But God, that was so funny.
She's the best.
She's great.
She's such a great sport. Yeah.
Was there overlap with her and you, or did you come after she was already gone?
She was gone already. She had left for Channel 2. Her and Randy had left, I think, a year before I got here.
Oh, Randy Salerno, that's right.
Yeah, great. I've met her a bunch throughout the years at different events.
Yeah, she's very nice. Yeah.
Pretty funny.
So she was on the show.
But enough about everybody else. Let's talk about me some more.
How about that? Let's do that. Who has been on the show that you, Pat, have said, boy, I can't believe this guy or this girl is on our show? Who's been on?
On the morning show?
Oh,
God. What a big star has been on our show?
Yeah.
We had Ryan Gosling on a couple of months ago.
That was
pretty
excellent.
He was a nice guy. Yeah, what a handsome son of a gun he is.
Yeah. Wendy's wincing. She doesn't agree with
this. He's all right.
Yeah. You know what? I find that 90% of the population thinks he's a real dreamboat, if they say dreamboat anymore.
Yeah, people still say
and
dreamboat.
And then 10% are like, nah, he looks weird.
No, it's just, it doesn't do anything. He's no Pat Tamasulo. Yeah.
Well, he's a little bit, he's prettier. You know?
Right.
I'm more of, you know, you see me, you see ruggedly handsome.
Very,
you know, like a cowboy or a
traditionally ruggedly handsome.
Yeah, that's what people think when they hear Pat
Gary Cooper.
A guy who works with his hands.
I think of Gary Cooper when I think of you.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I can't even tell the difference. I keep wanting to call you Gary Cooper instead of Pat Tamasulo. All right, so when he was there, when Ryan Gosling was there, did you just say, wow, now I've hit the big time. Ryan Gosling's right over there, or did you just,
business
as usual?
Yeah, like he just came in with the director, and Paul and I were sitting on the interview set on the couch just being idiots to ourselves, and they just walked by and came up and shook our hands, and we shook their hands, and I said, oh, hey, nice to meet you, big fan. And I was a big fan of the director, too, the guy who directed him in that First Man, that Damien.
But now
Chazelle.
He's still pumping The Notebook, right? And that was a long time ago.
Is he?
Why is he still pumping The Notebook?
Listen, man, if you have something that's quality, you want to milk that for
that's
every
true.
Red cent you can get out
that's
of it.
Very true. That's very true.
You know?
I know you're still doing a lot of stand-up. Are you still enjoying it? I hope you are. I
love it.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's the best. I enjoy it more than anything. I still try and, you know, every weekend I'm doing shows. So just
that's
whether
great.
I'm popping in the clubs or, because it's the easiest thing now. Like, doing stand-up has become so easy because when you're doing a television show with a staff of five people.
Yes.
And there's a lot of crap that goes in with it. I would say that, like, 40% of the job is writing and telling jokes.
Sure.
And then, you know, when you do stand-up, it's just you and a microphone and jokes. So it's, I've always loved it. I've been doing it 10 years. Obviously, I would still love it if I'm still doing it. But I love it so much more now. It's become so much more of a release.
How political do you get when you do your stand-up?
I don't get political.
Not at all?
No. That's kind of the only only political joke I do is I have a bit about about Trump, how, you know, there are a lot of people who hate Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people who love him, there are a lot of people who hate him. And I just think that if years ago he had gone down like a totally different career path, like people who hate him would feel differently. Like, if you just imagine like an alternate universe where Donald Trump is not the president, but instead he was your local weatherman. You would love him.
Yeah.
You would he would be the great, that guy would be on billboards,
right.
He'd be on buses.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just being miserable, saying all kinds of inappropriate stuff on television, it would be the greatest weatherman in the history
right.
of local news.
That's true. It's very, very true. That's as political as you get.
But that's, I don't, listen, man, what's the point? Like, there are enough people doing it, you know, it's, you know. Obviously, that's what the marketplace wants right now. But I think one of the beautiful things about our show is that, you know, we don't kind of delve into that, and we have a very diverse and broad audience. You know, we have people from both sides.
Will you be doing any stand-up comedy on Saturday?
Of course I will. I'm hosting the damn thing.
That was just a lead-in.
Oh, that was my
signal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I realized
thanks
that.
Thanks for making me feel stupid.
No, I forgot that we didn't talk about the fundraiser already.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Hey, do it again. Ask that again.
All right. Pat, I was wondering, you talked about stand-up.
Sure.
Will you be on stage doing stand-up maybe this Saturday?
It is so funny that you mentioned that. As you know, this Saturday is my big comedy fundraiser, Laugh Your Face Off. In its fifth year, and yes, I will be doing stand-up.
Oh, good.
This is the, as you guys know, this is the event we do to raise money for research into trigeminal neuralgia, which is a rare pain disease that my wife Amy suffers from. Now, tickets to the show are actually sold out.
Oh.
We sold out the Park West in 5 days this year.
Excellent.
Great job.
Incredible. But what we do have is a way that everyone listening can get involved, and you guys can get involved. You have a couple of bucks laying around. We have our online silent auction which is open to anyone. So you don't have to be present to win. You don't have to attend. You can just go to our website, laughyourfaceoff.org, or if you text LYFO2019 to 243725, you could register that way. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to look at some of the prizes, but it's
what are some highlights?
We have
a couple.
So we have like VIP Dream Day experiences from the Cubs, Blackhawks, White Sox, and Bulls. Multiple like luxury suites from the Sox. Concerts, Ariana Grande, Shawn Mendes, a meet and greet with the Impractical Jokers, with Howie Mandel. See the morning show live and have lunch with the news team. A sandwich crawl with me and Jeff Morrow.
Oh, fun.
VIP day at Six Flags with Marcus Leshock, where you go to the front of the line and you get lunch. I mean, stuff for every price point. We have this six-time Grammy-winning music producer that's donated a session at his Nashville studio. So if any aspiring songwriters out there, recording artists, want to bid on that, it's incredible. We have 80 prizes that are pretty mind-blowing.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. That's so nice. Do me a favor.
Yeah, man.
Talk a little bit about your history with this disease. You mentioned that Amy's had it, and I don't know the answer to this. Has she had this all of her life, or did this come about later on?
No, she's had it since her early 20s. So since 2001 is when she got diagnosed. She just woke up one day with just excruciating pain in the side of her face. And just what would be described as, you know, electric shocks, burning, like you're being stabbed in the face.
Jeez.
And luckily, she was diagnosed pretty quickly with trigeminal neuralgia. A lot of people who have the disease go years without a diagnosis. People think they'll go to a dentist. They think it's their teeth. They'll get root canals. Yeah. They'll think it's this. They'll think it's that. And a lot of times that's where patients are harmed even more, is in that whole process. But she's had it for 18 years. There's no cure for it right now.
Is the pain constant, Pat? Does she have it all the time?
For her, it is. There are different classifications of the disease. So there's typical trigeminal neuralgia, which is where people can go about leading normal lives, and then they have these intervals and these periods of pain that just debilitates them and cripples them, and they can't work and they can't function and they can't. Amy has what's called atypical, whereas her pain is constant. So she has a level of baseline pain all the time, and then she'll still get these attacks throughout the day.
Is there a treatment for it or not?
There are treatments for some people. For her, there are none that are that have really proven effective. I mean, some people respond to medications. A lot or most do not.
Mm-hmm.
Some can be treated with a surgery that fixes it for them, or at least gives them some relief from the pain, but it's not a cure. A lot of people can have the surgery and be pain-free for 10, 15 years, and it comes back. Mm. But she's not a candidate for that either. So at this point, she's kind of out of options other than for us to find a cure and or some newer treatment options. And we're getting close. We work with the Facial Pain Research Foundation, which is a group we fund independent research projects with the goal of curing it. And our scientists are making some pretty incredible progress.
And just to get the word out there, because a lot of people and doctors might not even know what this is yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think...
definitely, you've done a great job making people aware of it. But
I mean,
prior to this,
it's been one of the most rewarding things of it has been so many people who've emailed Amy and I who've said that they were able to get diagnosed because of you know, what we've done.
Yes,
they were able to say, "Oh, I think this is what it is," and they've gone to their doctors and gotten diagnosed pretty quickly, which has been fantastic. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, most doctors, most neurologists, most pain doctors should have an idea of what this disease is. There's some that don't. I mean, there's still some doctors that we go to that we're more knowledgeable of the disease than they are.
Oh, wow.
But a lot are still not. You're right. A lot are still not.
Well, you're doing good work. You will be on stage again. If you have tickets, you're lucky. Yep. If not, too bad. But I am looking at all this silent auction stuff.
What catches your eye, Wendy? What do you see there?
All of it. Spend money, Wendy.
It's pretty good. I might do that recording thing for my son, Michael. That's in Nashville. $2,500 starting bid.
Yeah.
Then you can go see the Impractical Jokers, whom I love, and a meet and greet. That's looking good. And lunch with Pat and the Sandwich King.
That would be fun for me. Every year the most popular prize.
$2,100 is the current bid right now, Pat. And Jeff Morrow.
Every year that thing, the first year he did it, that thing went for $5,000.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Can I ask, Pat, does that lunch include a beverage?
It includes many beverages, Bill.
Okay,
we we stock the old limo full with booze, and then we go. Dude, you eat so much on that freaking thing. By stop two, I'm like, I want to die. I don't want to drink beer. I just want like an enema. I don't want to do any more of this. I'm miserable. I mean, the company is good, but I'm like, I don't know how he eats that much. I really don't.
What's coming up on Man of the People? What should we be looking forward to?
Well, we're off for a few weeks because we got Laugh Your Face Off this week. And then we have a production week next week. But we got some stuff we're working on. We just did a bit the other day that was fantastic. I just came up with a premise and I said, what about like for Mother's Day, we just go on the street and we ask people one simple question. Let me text your mom. And if they say yes, I take their phone and text their mom anything I want. And then we just wait for mom to respond.
That's great.
And what, like the first woman, I got her phone and I just wrote, hey, sorry to tell you this way, but I took a job in Pennsylvania. I move in 2 months. The phone rang within 30 seconds. I couldn't believe
Did
how
you
many
answer?
People... Well, no, the daughter answered, and we put it on speakerphone, and she just kept the joke going. And I'm like, I can't believe how many people are just selling their mothers out. Like 30 people did it. I'm like, people are heartless.
Oh, that's so good. You always get away with stuff that I just shake my head and go, I can't believe they just pulled that off on television. I'm amazed at some of the things you guys have done.
Well, the key to that is two things. Number one, I have an unnatural, God-given ability to say horrible things without people wanting to punch me in the face.
Good for you.
Number two, you got to pick your marks, Billy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So
you know,
true.
I do a very good job of instantly vetting whoever is walking by me on the streets, which is also something I can't take credit for, but it is a skill I have sharpened over time.
Yeah. Is Sean Shannon still writing for you?
Oh, yeah. T-Shawn's there.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I used to be in a fantasy baseball league with him. He's very funny.
He is a maniac.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, we're
Thank
very proud
guys.
And excited. You're
I
a dreamboat.
I appreciate, Amy and I appreciate all the support you guys give us. You always have me on to come on here.
Anytime you want.
And just yap it up with you. So we really do appreciate it.
LaughYourFaceOff.org. That's the place to go, correct?
That's it.
All right. Good luck, and we'll see
guys.
You on the TV.
You got it.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye.
That's Pat Tomasulo. That is.
He's great.
Yeah.
He does a great job.